game as part of our second doubleheader here on 93.7 AKQL. We are in the Mackey Motors pregame show for you. Pregame show brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at a Mackey Motors in Lake City and a MackeyMotors.com. Boys game on the way. Gooden Ralston comes in at 5-14, 3-10 in the Rolling Valley Conference, but have won two in a row, so playing pretty good basketball the last couple of weeks so far here on the season for you. Also coming into tonight, Cam is 7-12 on the year. They are 5-7 in Rolling Valley Conference play. They lead this all-time series 22-11 against Gooden Ralston. They have won five in a row and also won the matchup earlier in the year, 67-59 back on January 6th. Running through starting lineups real quick here in the boys game for Cam. They will start Gunnar Hogeson as well as Carson McKee, Braxton Dennis, Kalen Anstey, as well as Colin Bauer for Gooden Ralston. They will start Carson Peters, Alex Daniel, Blaise Nelson, Casa Majerus, and Grayson Renzi. We'll step away, take a break. Tip-off coming up next year, 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and Agco. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
It'll be Colin Bauer and Dawson Majerus to tip us away for the boys' game here on 93.7 AKQL. Winning the opening tip is the Cam Cougars. They'll quickly get it to Hogeson. Hogeson on the top of the key, dribbles in near the free throw line. They kick it back out to Bauer, now to Dennis. Swings it into the corner to number five, Carson McKee. His jumper is going to be up, no good, but offensive rebound kicked out to Dennis. Three-point shot up, no good as well. Alex Daniel pulled down the rebound for the Wildcats. They quickly throw it ahead to Nelson, and Nelson's layup is up, no good. Both teams off to a fast start, a fast-paced start to this game here tonight, 40-93.7 KQL. 30 seconds into the game, and we are tied at zero. They go down low to Hogeson. Pass almost poked away. They'll kick it back out for the three-point shot. It's up, no good. Another offensive rebound, though, but it'll be tipped in the hands of Nelson. Blaise Nelson with the basketball for the Wildcats to Peters. Peters to Daniel. Daniel going to have it stolen away by McKee. McKee throws it down low to Dennis. Dennis back into McKee. McKee's layup is up and good, and Cam will get on the board first. 2-0 here in favor of the Cougars. Nelson has it for the Wildcats. Gilden Ralston comes in 5-14 on the season. They kick it out to Renzi, to Peters. Three-point shot on the way. It's up and good. And Carson Peters, a man that is not afraid to shoot it. It can shoot it well when he starts getting some open space. It can knock him down. Gilden Ralston will take the lead back at 3-2 with 6:37 to go here in the first. They go down low to Anstey. Anstey picks up the basket, and Cam will take the lead right back at 4-3. Wildcats going left to right down the court here in the first half. Cam will go right to left. Kick it back out to Peters. He dribbles in, looking for somewhere to go. Tries to bounce it cross court to Nelson. Nelson has the basketball now. Dribbles in. He tries to dump it down low to Majerus, but the pass is stolen away by Bauer. McKee will slowly walk it up for the Cougars. Hands it off to Hogeson. His floater is going to be up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's in the hands of Blaise Nelson. It's a 4-3 lead for the Cam Cougars. Gooden Ralston's got the basketball. Peter's going to take another deep three, and he knocks it down 2-for-2. And he's got all 6 points coming from behind the three-point line. It makes it 6-4 in favor of the Wildcats with 5:41 to go here in the first. Dennis has it, uses a screen set by Anstey. Now backs it out, top of the key to Hogeson. Hogeson to McKee. McKee looking for somewhere to go. We use the screen set by Bauer. McKee's free throw line jumper is going to be up. No good. Bauer tips the rebound out, but it's going to go in the hands of Alex Daniel. They get it up to Nelson. Nelson will slowly walk it up. Now throws it ahead to Peters. Peters closely guarded to Renzi. Renzi bounce pass to Peters, who's open for three. He'll take the step back three. Shot on the way. It's up and good. And Carson Peters is hot to start the game. 9-4 in favor of the Wildcats. And Carson Peters has got all 9 points coming from behind the three-point line. Dennis guarded by Daniel. Man-to-man defense for the Wildcats. They go down low to Ansi. Back out to Dennis. His three-point shot's going to rim in and out. Bauer offensive rebound. Put back no good. And Majerus pulls down the rebound. Gets it ahead to Daniels. Wildcats will push it in transition with 4:45 to go here in the first. Nelson in the corner, top of the key to Daniel. Daniel swings the cross court to Peters. I thought he was going to do a heat check. I would have took the heat check. He was open for a moment. Renzi now near the free throw line. Backs on his defender. Tries to kick it back door, but the pass is going to be stolen away by McKee. Cam slows it down here. McKee with it. Picks up his dribble, top of the key to Ansi. Ansi back to McKee. McKee will swing across court to Dennis. Dennis uses the screen set by Ansi. His jumper is going to be up and good. Third different Cam Cougar to score here in the ballgame. Good, and Alston still leads 9-6. Peters thought about the three. Bounce pass to Renzi near the free throw line. They kick it back out to Nelson, who's open for three. Shot going to be up, no good. Rebound to be pulled down by Bauer. Bauer recently committed to play football at Morningside, coming off a really good football season for the Cougars. Under four to play here in the first. 9-6 in favor of the Wildcats. McKee top of the key to Bauer now near the free throw line. Uses a shot fake, and his floater's up and good. Now makes it the fourth different Cougar to score here in the game, and Cam trails it by one. 9-6 in favor of the Wildcats here with 3:32 to go in the first. Nelson calls out some offense. Cam's sitting in a 2-3 zone. They hand it off to Daniel. Bounce pass back to Nelson on the wing. Nelson dribbles in. His shot going to be high off the glass. It's no good. Hogeson pulls down the rebound. Cam going to play the slower pace so far here in the first as McKee will swing across court to Dennis. 9-8 in favor of the Wildcats. Dennis near the free throw line. His jumper is going to be up and good. And Cam will take the lead back. We've got a timeout on the floor by Coach Derek Tickeson and the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats, and he's not happy with his senior point guard, Alex Daniel, right now, who is slow coming off screens a little bit. And it'll be a 10-9 lead for Cam Newton. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 30 seconds on 93.7 KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Checking in for the first time tonight is Colton Rohrbeck. Also Landon Rohrbeck into the game as well. Peters bounce pass top of the key to Colton. They're going to give it back to Peters. Peters going to have it poked away, though, by Bauer. Cam in transition. Bauer near the free throw line dumps it down low to Dennis, and Dennis will get another basket. He's on a little 6-0 run himself, and that lead will grow to 3 now for the Cougars at 12-9 with 2:38 to go here in the first. Peters open for 3. Shot's going to be up and good. Carson Peters has got 4 threes here in the first quarter, and we are tied at 12. Dennis with the basketball near the top of the key. He'll dribble in. Free throw line jumper is going to be left short. Olderaw going to pull down the rebound for Glidden-Ralston. Wildcats pushing it the other way. Rohrbeck near the top of the key. He's going to take a three-point shot. It's going to be left short. Basketball bounces around into the hands of Winter. Basketball still loose, but Bauer able to track it down, and he'll get it up to Dennis. 2:04 to go here in the first quarter. Hogeson top of the key. Going to use the screen set by Ansi. Will now dribble in. He's going to throw it over the top of the defense to Dennis. Winter top of the key. Shot on the way. It's going to be up no good. Rebound fought for. It's going to go in the hands of Rohrbeck. Rohrbeck on the deck trying to find somewhere to go. We'll get it into Landon Rohrbeck. Peters now has it for the Wildcats. Peters bounce pass in the corner to Landon Rohrbeck. He'll dribble baseline, and we're going to get a foul on the Cougars. The first foul here in the game. 1:39 left in the first. Don't forget your Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Conclusion of the first half. We talked with Cassidy Wank and Chloe Peters after the girls' game, so we won't have an interview coming up for you in your halftime report. But an Alston girls lost tonight. Inbounds pass goes to Dawson Majerus. He goes off the glass. Shot no good. Majerus averaging over 10 points per game so far this season for the Wildcats. That leads them in scoring. Winter has the basketball for the Cougars, throws it ahead to Bauer. It's going to go out of bounds, and a nice job by Grayson Renzi to box out Bauer. The pass for Bauer went over his head, and it was going out of bounds. Made sure no other Wildcat was able to get a hand on the basketball, and it went out of bounds off of the Cougars. We are knotted at 12. Carson Peters has got all 12 for Glidden Ralston so far here in the game, and we're going to get a three by Colton Rohrbeck. Shot no good. Anstey will pull down the rebound. Dennis quickly the other way for Cam. He'll back it out. Thought about the three. Hands it out to Anstey. Now back to Dennis. His jumper's going to be up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Colton Rohrbeck of the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Under a minute to play here in the first. We're still tied at 12. Peters with the heat check. Three. It's going to be up and good. Carson Peters has got 15 points here in the first quarter, and he has hit five threes. All of his points coming from behind the free throw line, and he has got all 15 for the Wildcats in the quarter. We are going to get a foul down low on Glidden Ralston. Going the other way, it'll be the first foul on the Wildcats. 41.8 to go here in the first. Hogeson inbounds the basketball. They get it into Dennis. Dennis on the wing, bounces it to Anstey. He's on the block. Backs down Renzi. Now a double team comes. They kick it back out top of the key to Winther. They'll swing it out to Hogeson, who takes the three-point shot, and he'll knock it down. We're tied at 15. Timeout on the floor by Cam. 27.9 to go. Wildcats will have the basketball back. We're tied at 15. Three-pointers are falling here early in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on 93.7 KKRL.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication. On the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Wildcats can hold for the last shot as we are tied at 15. 23 seconds left here in the first quarter. Carson Peters with the basketball. That's the man I want to take the last shot. Hand it off to Grayson Renzi. Backdoor pass to Dawson Majerus. He goes off the glass. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Bauer. Pass stolen away, though, in the hands of Landon Rohrbeck. Back out to Peters with six. Peters now has it with seven. Bounce pass in the corner to Landon Rohrbeck. He'll dribble baseline. His shot going to be up no good, and Hogeson will pull down the rebound at the buzzer. Shot no good on the heave by Winther. We'll be tied at 15 as we go to the second quarter. Carson Peters with all 15 for Glidden Ralston, and all 15 coming from behind the three-point line. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute on 93.7 KKRL.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Wildcats have the basketball coming out of the quarter chain. Lace Nelson shots up no good. His rebound on the putback is up no good as well. And Colin Bauer will clear the rebound now for the Cougars coming out of the quarter change. You're tied at 15, six threes in that first half, in the first quarter collectively for both teams. Shot going to be up no good. Grayson Renzi pulls down his first rebound now for the Wildcats. Carson Peters is going to try to find his spot. He had five threes in that first quarter for the Wildcats. Renzi with the basketball, backdoor pass to Peters, and Peters will pick up his first two-point basket tonight. He's got 17, all 17 points so far scored here by Glidden Ralston. He is outscoring Cam himself right now with 17-11 left here in the first half. McKee has it. near the top of the key, guarded by Peters. He's going to travel with the basketball, moved his foot a little bit, tried to stop his dribble. The turnover will give it right back over to the Wildcats with 7:04 to go here in the first half. Again, your Mackey Motors Hatcher Report coming up, conclusion of the first half here on 93.70 KKRL. Nelson near the free throw line, dribbles in, tries to kick it in the corner to Majerus, and Majerus went towards the baseline, so the miscommunication will go out of bounds, and it will be Cam basketball off the turnover. McKee with it now for the Cougars, under 7 to play here in the second quarter. Casey Miners with you tonight on 93.70 KKRL as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Yancey top of the key with him. McKee bounce pass down low to Bauer on the left block. Bauer goes up for the shot. It's no good. Yancey offensive rebound. His putback's going to be up, no good. Bauer another chance. He's going to be fouled as he went up for the shot. So two free throws coming for the senior. Bauer comes in on the season for the Cougars from the free throw line so far this year. A 55% free throw shooter averaging 14 points and 11 rebounds per game. Free throw on the way. It is up and good. Bauer now 3 points here in the first half. Hogeson checks back into the game. Also checking in is Zach Kaufman for the Cougars. Bauer will go back to the line. Free throw on the way up. No good. Hogeson offensive rebound. They get it back out to Bauer. Bauer looking for somewhere to go. Hands it off to Kaufman. Kaufman guarded by Nelson. Wildcats still in a man-to-man defense. Dennis goes in the corner to McKee. Shot clock down to 24 now for Cam. Top of the key to Kaufman. Three-point shot on the way up. No good. Rebound going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bauer, and it'll be Glidden-Ralston basketball. 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. Jenna Subert named your Culver's player of the game in that girls' game for you. Had a really good defensive game as well as 11 points for the Wildcats. Renzi with it for Glidden-Ralston. Bounce pass to Daniel. Daniel back out to Peters. Thought about the three. Now dribbles in defensively. His shot's going to be up no good. His first miss tonight. 17-16 in favor of the Wildcats. Dennis with it for Cam. We'll give it up to McKee. McKee uses a screen set by Hogeson, and McKee going to travel with the basketball. Was acting like he was going to use the screen set by Hogeson, but then went back the other way. And when he did that, he moved his foot, and that caused the travel. So it'll be Glidden-Ralston basketball coming off in the turnover. Under 6 to play here in the second quarter. Peters has it. Bounce pass to Majerus. Top of the key now to Daniel. Daniel on the wing looking to go back door, but they kick it towards the free throw line to Nelson. Nelson shots up no good. Tries to track down the rebound. The backside official says he doesn't have it. It'll stick with Glidden-Ralston because the two officials didn't see who it went out of bounds on. So they'll end up going to a jump ball, so it'll stick with the Wildcats. Daniel top of the key with it. Has it near the free throw line, kicks in the corner to Majerus. Majerus tries to go. Majerus tried to get it to Peters. I was confused on what the call was here because Majerus, with a hard bullet pass to Peters, it was poked out of bounds. Peters thought it went out of bounds off of Cam. It'll go over to the Cougars off the turnover from the Wildcats. Dennis has the basketball near the free throw line, kicks it back out to Kaufman. They'll get it to Hogeson. His three-point shot on the way going to be left short. Gets his own miss. We're going to get a foul on Renzi as he tried to poke the basketball away. So Grayson Renzi, the junior, will pick up the second foul in the quarter for the Wildcats. It's going to be his second overall. Shot clock resets to 35 as that'll get Olderog back into the game for Glidden-Ralston. McKee inbounds it. 5:17 left here in the second. Inbounds pass stolen away by Dawson Majerus. Carson Peters with it. We'll give it up to Alex Daniel. Shot clock down to 30. Daniel crosses the timeline with it. Swings across court to Nelson. Nelson dribbles into Majerus in the corner. His three-point shot's going to be up long. No good. And McKee tracks down the rebound for the Cougars. McKee to Hogeson. Thought about the three now. Dribbles in. His shot off the glass is going to be good. Nice dribble drive there by Hogeson. Picks up his second basket. He's got 5 points here in the quarter. And Cam will take the lead back at 18-17 with 4:45 to go in the first half. Daniel, top of the key, dribbles in near the free throw line. Hesitation move goes up for the shot. We're going to get a foul by Colin Bauer. Daniels was hit hard when he went up for the shot. That'll be the foul on Bauer. It'll be the first foul on the Cougars here in the quarter. It'll be the first on Bauer as well as Daniel will go to the free throw line. On the season, Daniel, a 75% free throw shooter, averages 6.4 points per game. This Glidden Ralston team, very balanced offensively. They got about five different guys that average anywhere from 10 to 6 points per game. And Daniels knocks down the first free throw. First non-person named Carson Peters to score here in the game for the Wildcats. Second free throw up, no good, and we are tied at 18. Bauer tracks down the rebound for the Cougars. Shot clock at 28 here for Cam Dennis. Top of the key, the screen set by Bauer, kicks in the corner to McKee. McKee will dribble right as he goes around the screen from Bauer. Top of the key to Hogeson. Now in the corner to Dennis, who's open for three. Shot on the way up, no good. A rebound pulled down by Landon Rohrbeck, who's checking the game. Daniels now with it for the Wildcats. Will dribble in on the defender. Dumps it down low to Rohrbeck. Rohrbeck will back it out. Now to Peters. Peters with it for the Wildcats. Will take a three, and he's going to be up no good. Offensive rebound by Majerus. Looking for somewhere to go. Goes off the glass. Leaves it short. Colin Bauer will track it down now for the Cougars. McKee with it for Cam. They're going to give it up to Winther. Winther with it, goes down low to Bauer. Bauer's jumper in the lane's up, no good. Olderog will track down the rebound for the Wildcats. We're still tied at 18, 3:37 to go here in the first. Daniels goes behind the back, now towards the top of the key. Kicks in the corner to Majerus. Majerus bounce pass down low to Olderog, goes off the glass. His shot's no good. Winther tracks down the rebound for the Cougars. McKee gives it up to Dennis. Dennis will use the screen set by Bauer. Pick and roll, no good. Really good defense there by Glidden Ralston. Defended really well. They get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Cougars. Colton Rohrbeck into the game. Carson Peters will take a seat for the Wildcats. Hogeson inbounds for the Cougars. 22 seconds on the shot clock. The inbounds goes to Anstey. It's poked away. Nice defense there by Daniels. He comes away with the steal. Wildcats in transition. Daniel's going to pull up for three. Shot is going to be no good. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Cam basketball. Second game of our doubleheader for you tonight on 93.7 KKRL. The Glidden Ralston girls fell in a really close back and forth game, 47-45 to Cam. Bryn Renzi with a three at the buzzer, and it fell short. Hogeson will take a three on the other end for the Cougars. His shot's no good. Daniels grabs the rebound, throws it ahead to Majerus. His Euro step off the glass. Majerus picks up 2 points. Glidden Ralston takes the lead back at 20-18. Hogeson has it now for the Cougars. Tries to get it down low to Anstey on the pick and roll. He's going to be double teamed, and we're going to get a foul on Glidden Ralston. It'll be the third on the Wildcats here in the quarter. It'll be the first on Olderog. 2:33 left here in the first half. Inbounds goes to Dennis. 3-point shot's up, no good. Hogeson tries to tip the rebound out, but it's going to be tracked down by Landon Rohrbeck. Alex Daniel now with it. His free throw line jumper is going to be up, no good. Hogeson pulls down the rebound for the Cougars. 20-18 in favor of the Wildcats. First half has been back and forth. Both teams trade the leads. Both teams tying the game up. Hogeson's got it out for the Cougars. They go down low to Bauer. Bauer back out to Hogeson. He'll take the three. And if Dawson Majerus is going to get a piece of the basketball, Alex Daniel will come away with it. And we're going to get Daniel out of bounds with it as he's trying to save it. It's going to be Cam basketball. We're going to get a timeout on the floor. It'll be a full timeout. It's a 20-18 lead by the Wildcats. Under two to play here in the first half. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute on 93.7 KKRL.
For 75 years, Gretterman and Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretterman and Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Looking to boost your brand? Topgolf makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and design. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploft in downtown Carroll, or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
Have been wrestling tonight in the state championship match, 110 pounds for class 1A. When we know how she does, I'll give you an update on that. But Jeff down there covering that for you in a Coralville. Coming out of the timeout, Cam's got the basketball. They get it up to Bauer. Wildcats, I think, have changed up their defense. Now they're going to stick into man-to-man. Thought they might have switched it to a zone. Hogeson dribbles into the baseline. Going to pick up the double team. Kicks it out to Bauer. Fakes the three now. Backs out. Good defense there by Olderong on Bauer. Bauer's shot going to be in, though, as he was able to drive to the basket, count it, and one coming for Colin Bauer. They're going to be tied at 20. Cam looking to take the lead back. If he can make the free throw, Bauer will go to the line. One for two from the line so far tonight, and he misses the free throw. Alex Daniel with the rebound for the Wildcats. He'll have it near the top of the key. Landon Rohrbeck will now dribble in on the defense. He's going to dribble in, and his shot's going to be good. Blew by the defender, used his speed. Glidden Ralston takes the lead back. So far, Carson Peters is the only one that scored in the first quarter. Now with three of their Glidden Ralston Wildcats have scored here in the second. Cam goes down low to Bauer. Shot blocked away, but Anstey there for the offensive rebound, and his putback is good. We're not at 22, our third tie here in the quarter. A minute five to go here in the second. We'll have your Mackey Motors halftime report coming up in just a little bit. Majerus top of the key with the clock down to 20 now on the shot clock for the Wildcats. Take it back out to Daniel. Daniel gets it to Olderog. Olderog near the free throw line. Tries to kick it back out to Daniel. Shot clock down to 10 for the Wildcats. Daniel with the bounce pass out to Colton Rohrbeck. Rohrbeck tries to back down his defender. Will go off the glass. Shot going to be no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be touched by Glidden Ralston. It'll be Cam basketball. Peters and Nelson back into the game as Colton Rohrbeck and Alex Daniel will take a seat. Shot clock still on. 2 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock as Dennis will bring it up for the Cougars. 22-22. We are tied here on 93-70 KKRL in your boys' game. Hogeson with the basketball. Going to give it up to Bauer. Bauer near the free throw line. Kicks it back out. So Winther, three-point shot on the way. It's up and good. Cam takes a three-point lead at 25-22. Nelson with the basketball. Clock down to 8. Now 7. Nelson with it down to 6. Tries to get it to Olderog. Pass stolen away by Bauer with 3. Now 2. Bauer goes up for the dunk and will throw it down at the buzzer. Cam goes on a 5-0 run to end the quarter as we were tied at 22, and they will take a 27-22 lead into the halftime. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with your halftime report coming up here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance. Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
Five-0 run by Cam at the end of the quarter makes it a 27-22 lead for the Cougars. I want to give you an update. Macy Rasmussen of Audubon in the state championship match, 110 pounds there in Class 1A, loses tonight in a major decision, 13-4 to Violet Diaz of Denver. Macy had a terrific sophomore season, only a sophomore, so the next couple of years going to be really good for her. She's been a two-time state place winner. Down there, I think finished fifth last year, now up to second in her sophomore season. So congratulations to that young lady in a terrific wrestling season as she finishes second down in Coralville. You can check out interviews with her and all the wrestlers that we had up on the CB Sports Network YouTube page, as well as full recaps of what happened in the last 2 days up on the CB Sports Network website at sports.13dkcim.com. We're at 27-22 here at the half. Glidden Ralston down to Caminita. Carson Peters with probably one of the hottest shooting performances I have seen so far in one quarter of play. He's got 17 here at the half, 17 of the 22 for the Wildcats, but hit five threes, made his first five baskets from the floor, and all of them were from behind the free throw line. For most of the first half, he outscored Kamita himself, as he has 17 here at the half. Also chipping in a couple points for the Wildcats was two from Landon Rohrbeck, one from Alex Daniel, and two from Dawson Majerus. Cam, a little more balanced. They've had, I think, about five players score so far here in the game. Gunnar Hogeson had five. Caden Winther with three. It was Carson McKee with two. Braxton Dennis with six. Kalen Anstey with four. And then Colin Bauer had seven in that first half. Glidden Ralston and Cam have been tied multiple times. They've traded the lead so far in the first half. The first half was really good basketball, but a 5-0 run by the Cougars at the end. There does give them a 5-point lead at the half, 37-22. Glidden Ralston scored 15 in the first and then came away with 7 in the second, so offense slowed down quite a bit there in that second quarter. Wildcats have hit 5 threes and so far in the first half, all 5 from Carson Peters. They did not hit a 3 in the second quarter, so I think if you're Coach Tickets, you've got to get the basketball in Carson Peters' hands. But on the same side, Cam's going to know where he's at all times on the court here in the second half with them giving up 5 threes to him and 17 points here in the first half. So expect tight perimeter defense from Cam in the second half as they gave up 5 threes in the first half. We'll step away, take a break. 27-22, your score here. We're in your Mackey Motors Hatcher Report. Hatcher Report brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. Recipient of that GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at a Mackey Motors in Lake City and a Mackey Motors in .com. 27-22 lead for Cam. We're back in 3 minutes here on a KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication, on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis or Alston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Friday Night Lights. Small town pride. And the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team. At Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric. Powering what matters most.
Carl Freon in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreon.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name. It's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Win in favor of the Camp Cougars here at the half. I do want to give you a score update. Ballard leads Carroll at the end of the first quarter, 19-15. That a top five matchup in Class 3A. Number two Ballard taking on number five Carroll. So a really big matchup there in the Raccoon River Conference. If Carroll can pull off a win, they come into a three-way tie for first place with Ballard, ADM, and Carroll all beating each other throughout the season. So that'll be a really good win for the Tigers if they can pull it off tonight. But they trail 19-15 at the end of the first quarter. Give you updates on that throughout the night as we are at 27-22 here going into the third quarter on 93.7 KKRL. Casey Miners with you in the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll's athletes. Refuel, recover, and Freeform will name your Covert's player of the game. Coming up in your half, in your post-game show as we wrap up your halftime report here on 93.7 KKRL. We'll expect to also talk with Coach Tickison coming up tonight as well. And I expect he's going to talk about Carson Peters' hot shooting start in this second half. If you're Glidden, get him the basketball. And if you're Cam, you got to know where he's at on the court at all times. Peters was 17-22 here at the half, and he has hit five threes in that first half. Hit all five in the first quarter. Glidden Ralston only scored 7 points in the second quarter as they trail by five. And at the end of the second half, the first half, first second quarter, I should say, Cam, with a matter of like 20 seconds, went on a 5-0 run. They got a three, and then Colin Bauer came away with the steal and dunked it at the buzzer for that five-point lead. Glidden Ralston will have the basketball to start the third quarter as they will go right to left down the court in the second half. Cougars will go left to right the opposite way as I am on the stage tonight here in a Glidden High School. Warbeck has got the basketball, looking for somewhere to go, tries to get it down low to Renzi. They get it back out to Peters. Peters partially gloated by Dennis. Peters on a give and go to Renzi. They get it back to Peters. His shot is blocked. It'll go out of bounds. Last touch by Hogeson, so it'll stick with the Wildcats. Shot clock resets to 35, but it ticks down to 32. Wildcats inbound to Daniels. Daniels trying to create some space. Goes off the glass, and his shot's no good. Hogeson with the rebound for the Cougars. Cam does lead it by 5, 27-22, 30 seconds into the third quarter here on 93.7 at KKRL. Again, your Covert's player of the game coming up in your postgame show. Hogeson gets it to Dennis, three-point shot on the way, and he'll knock it down. That lead will grow to 8. Dennis, this first basket, first three. Peters on the other end, three-point shot going to be left short. Lace Nelson offensive rebound. His putback's up no good. And Hogeson pulls down another rebound. Cam looking to get their largest lead at 10, 30-22. Currently leaded by 8. Hogeson near the free throw line. Kicks it to McKee. McKee goes down low to Bauer. Bauer with a turnaround jumper shot. Going to be no good. Grayson Renzi pulls down the rebound. Throws it ahead to Nelson. Wildcats running in transition. Nelson with the fake. He faked the pass to Majerus. Tried to go behind his back, but the pass went in the hands of McKee. So the turnover will give it right back to the Cam Cougars. 6:31 left here in the third quarter. Hogeson has the basketball. Thought about the three, but kicks in the corner to McKee. McCree uses the screen set by Bauer. Going to lose the basketball going out of bounds. They thought that it was touched by Colin Bauer. 30-22 is your score here. 6:21 left in the third. Basketball rolled up here behind me and went back towards the curtains. They had to track the basketball down. McKee to the line. Free throw is going to be up and good. If you count the run they went on at the end of the first half, it's been a 9-0 run as Cam has opened up a 4-0 run to start the third quarter. Free throw on the way is up and good, and it's a 10-point lead for the Cougars, their largest lead here in the ballgame, as Colton Rohrbeck will bring the basketball up for the Wildcats. Rohrbeck dribbles in. His shot's going to be good. Took his defender one-on-one and went straight to the basket and picks up 2 points, first 2 points for the Wildcats here in the quarter. 33-24 in favor of Cam. Hogeson dribbles in, has it poked away by Rohrbeck. It'll stick with the Cougars. Shot clock down to 25, under 6 to play here in the third. McKee will inbound the basketball, goes over the top of the defense to Bauer. Bauer will back it out. He'll take the three. Shot on the way. It's going to be up no good off the side of the rim. Rebound pulled down by the Wildcats as that is Colton Rohrbeck with it. Rohrbeck kicks it up to Peters. Peters thought about the three. Dennis quickly closes on him. Peters tries to dump it in the corner, but his pass is stolen away by McKee. They quickly throw it ahead to Hogeson, who's open for three. Shot's going to be up no good. Colton Rohrbeck with the backside rebound. Rohrbeck with his head up, looking for somewhere to go. Has near the free throw line, goes past his defender again, and he's going to be fouled on his way up for the shot. So two free throws coming for Colton Rohrbeck, the sophomore. Rohrbeck will go to the line. Free throw on the way. It is up and good. He's got 3 points in the quarter. Give him 3 points on the night. He'll cut into that lead. Makes it 32-25 lead now for Cam, a 7-point lead for the Cougars. Anstey will take a seat. One foul by both teams here in the quarter so far. 5:25 to go. Rohrbeck's free throw no good. Rebound will be pulled down by Hogeson. McKee slowly walks it up the court for the Cougars near the half-court line. Now goes to action. We're going to get a foul going the other way. It'll be an offensive foul on the Cougars. Are they going to get a moving screen? We're going to get a blocking foul. I'm not sure they're going to call it on, but it'll be the second foul on Cam. It'll be the second foul on Hogeson. So give Gunnar Hogeson the foul. Rohrbeck top of the key with it. Is going to slowly walk it up and takes the three. Shot no good. Landon Rohrbeck pulls down the rebound. Bounces it to Majerus. His elbow jumper is partially blocked. Colton Rohrbeck offensive rebound. Putback's no good. Fight for it, and we're going to get a foul on Renzi. As he kind of pushed Dennis away. So the foul will go on the Wildcats. It's going to be Renzi's third. Olderog will check into the game. 32-25 in favor of the Wildcats. In favor of the Cougars. McKee again going to slowly walk it up the court. Shot clock down to 28 as they go down low to Bauer. They kick it out to Winther, who's checked in the game. Winther's three rims in and out, no good. Nobody checks down, tracks down the rebound. Colton Rohrbeck finally goes after it for the Wildcats. Kicks in the corner to Landon Rohrbeck. He'll dribble baseline, looking to separate himself. Kicks it to Olderog, now back out to Colton Rohrbeck. Colton Rohrbeck drives to the basket. He's going to be fouled, so he'll go right back to the line for a couple of free throws. Wildcats need somebody to be aggressive on the offensive end here in the quarter. Free throw from Rohrbeck will be up and good as Daniels will check in. Peters takes the seat momentarily for the Wildcats. Colton Rohrbeck's got 4 points here in the game, all four coming in the third quarter. Now make it five. If he is on his own self, a 5-0 run for the Wildcats here in this third quarter. Glidden trails it by 5, 32-27. Dennis has it for the Cougars. We'll use the screen set by Bauer. Top of the key, kicks it out to Winther. Now they swing into the corner to McKee. McKee goes, dribbles into the free throw line. Dennis swings it out cross court to Winther. Winther loses a handle on it, able to track it down to Bauer. Bauer dribbles in on Olderog. He'll go off the glass and picks up 2 points. Bauer now up to 9 here in the game. 34-27, 3 from Alex Daniel is up no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Cougars, and it'll stick with the Wildcats. Shot clock resets to 35, under 4 to play here in the third. Mason and Jeff going to type up all of your recap stories from tonight's boys and girls basketball. Catch those up on the CB Sports Network website at sports.kcim.com. Dawson Majerus with the basketball near the free throw line, dribbles in. His shot's no good. Offensive rebound and putback is good by Landon Rohrbeck. Picks up Rohrbeck and picks up his second basket. 34-29, Glidden Ralston chipping into the lead. They trail it by 5. Winther will take the 3, sets his feet. Shot's no good. Colton Rohrbeck tracks down the rebound for the Wildcats. Rohrbeck, the spin move near the free throw line, going to throw up a shot, and it'll fall in. He has got the hot hand for the Wildcats here in the quarter. It's now a 3-point game in favor of Cam at 34-31 with 3:11 to go in the third. Pass poked away into the hands of Colton Rohrbeck. He's going to go coast to coast. Euro step layup going to be no good. Dawson Majerus, offensive rebound and putback is up and good. Wildcats now trail it by 1 at 34-33. Bauer guarded by Olderon, backs him down, kicks it out to McKee, now to Dennis in the corner to McKee. McKee will use the screen set by Bauer. We're going to get a reach-in foul on Landon Rohrbeck. Bauer is up 12 at the half over Carroll, 32-20. Tigers struggled offensively, just scoring 2 points in the quarter. We've got a 1-point lead for Cam here with 2:43 to go. Both teams with 3 fouls. Landon Rohrbeck just picked up his first. Cam's got the basketball. Blaise Nelson jumps the passing lane. He's got an open lane to the hoop. His layup is going to be up. No good. Hits the bottom of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Dennis. Cam coming the other way. They get it to Winther in the corner. 3-point shot on the way. His shot's no good. Rebound pulled down by Landon Rohrbeck. Pass stolen away by Winther. Daniels was careless with it, and Winther's going to pick up 2 points. Wildcats have the basketball on their end of the court. Blaise Nelson with it near the free throw line. He's got an open lane to the hoop. His shot's no good. Rebound pulled down by Dennis. It's a 3-point lead for the Cougars at 36-33 with 2:01 to go here in the third. We take under 2 to play. Cam's got the basketball in a half-court set. They're going to get it to Winther near the free throw line. Kicks it to Bauer. Bauer faked the 3 back out to Winther. Now in the corner to Dennis. Dennis going to fake the 3 again. He's going to pull up for the jumper. We're going to get a foul on the floor before the shot. So the foul will go on the Wildcats. Dennis was hit on the arm as he tried to dribble past Rohrbeck. The 4th foul on the Wildcats, the 2nd on Rohrbeck. Daniel's going to take a seat as Peters will check back into the game. Ogeson checks in. Inbounds goes to Dennis. Dennis near the free throw line, kicks it down to Anstey. They kick it out to Bauer. Bauer's 3-point shot, no good. Majerus with the rebound for the Wildcats. Nelson has it for Glidden Ralston, 36-33. They dump it down low to Colton Rohrbeck. Now backs it out on the corner. Kicks it to Nelson. Now to Majerus. Majerus in the lane will go off the glass. Shot no good. And a rebound pulled down by Hogeson. A minute 17 left here in the third. It's a 3-point lead for Cam. Hogeson near the free throw line uses a spin move, and we're going to get a foul on Blaise Nelson. That'll send Hogestad to the line. A minute 9 to go here in the third. Foul will go on Nelson, his first. That's the fifth on the Wildcats here in the quarter. So Campbell shoot free throws for the last minute 9 if Glidden gets the foul called on him here in the quarter. Hogeson's free throw is up, no good. Hogeson back to the line. 36-33 in favor of the Cougars. Free throw on the way. It is up. It rolls around the rim. It'll fall in for Hogeson. His first points. He's got 6 now on the night. His first points in the second half. Hogeson takes a seat. McKee back into the game for the Cougars. Nelson has it for the Wildcats. Back to a 4-point lead for Cam. They kick it out to Peters. Peters has been quiet here in the first, second half. Roar back with it. Back out to Peters. Peters uses the screen. Coming off the screen will take the 3. Shot no good. Fight for the rebound. It goes in the hands of Nelson. Nelson's jumper's up. No good. Basketball still loose, but it's in the hands of Dennis. Cam now outrunning in transition. 44 seconds to go here in the third. Dennis will slow it down to Bauer. Bauer backs down Olderog. Out to Winther. His 3-point shot on the way. It's in and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Nelson. 10th of a second about separating the shot clock and the game clock. Not even quite a whole second. About 0.9 separating the shot clock and the game clock right now. Game clock down to 22. Shot clock at 22 as well for Carson Peters. Wildcats going to tick it down as they trail it by 4, 37-33. Peters has it for the Wildcats. Uses the screen set by Olderog. Dribbles into the free throw line. Kicks it to Majerus. Majerus dribbles baseline. Kicks it back out to Olderog. Olderog to Rohrbeck. His shot's on the way. It's up and good. Colton Rohrbeck with the 3. Or if he landed Rohrbeck with the 3. Shot at the buzzer by Cam is no good. Wildcats trail it by 1 and go into the 4, 37-36. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute on 93.7 KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
And 36 in favor of Cam Anita going to the fourth quarter. Cam will have the basketball coming out of the quarter change. Kaufman into the game at the quarter change. Adds the top of the key. Gets it to McKee. McKee back to Kaufman. Thought about the 3. Kicked in the corner to Winther. Winther uses the screen set by Ansi. Back top of the key to Kaufman. They go down low to Bauer. Bauer has it poked away by Majerus. Peters ahead of the pack in transition. Dumps it down low to Daniels. Back to Nelson. Nelson misses the shot. Rebound pulled down by Ansi. Cam catches a break as they've got the basketball. They throw it away in the hands of Renzi. Daniels with it. Skip pass cross court to Nelson. Nelson now at the top of the key will give it up to Peters. Peters is going to take a 3. It's on the way. It's up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Winther. And Cam will have it up 1 with 7:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Your Culver's player of the game coming up in your postgame show. We'll also talk with Coach Tickerson and the player coming up in the postgame show as well. Bauer at the top of the key guarded by Majerus. So back down, Majerus down to the free throw line. Alex Daniel pokes the basketball away, throws it ahead to Nelson. Nelson in transition. The layup's going to be up and good. Blaise Nelson with his first basket, and that'll give Glidden Ralston a 38-37 lead, their first lead since the first half. Hoffman dribbles in. Tries to kick it behind the door, pass to Bauer. Bauer's jumper's up and no good. Basketball loose on the floor, and Renzi will clear the rebound. Ahead to Peters. Peters drives in on Ancy. His shot's blocked away. Bauer with the rebound now, pushing into transition for the Cougars. He splits the defense, and we're going to get a jump ball call. Good defense by Dawson Majerus to go for the ball and tie up Bauer. Possession arrow gives it to Glidden Ralston. Really good defense there by the senior Dawson Majerus. This Glidden team plays a bunch of seniors. Daniels, Nelson, Majerus, and Peters, all seniors. So four seniors in the starting lineup for the Wildcats. Renzi has it, the junior. Hits it back up to Daniels. His three-point shot on the way. It's going to be up, no good. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Cam basketball. Glidden also still leads it by one, 38-37, 6:03 to go here in the fourth. Dennis has it. They get it to Hogeson, three-point shot on the way, and he'll knock it down. Cam will take the lead back. They lead by two at 40-38. Hogeson's second three here in the game. Backdoor pass to Peters, got the basket. He was fouled as he cut to the basket. Carson Peters with his first field goal from the floor since the second quarter. He's got 19 in the game, and he'll go to the line for an and-one opportunity. Tied at 40. Free throw by Peters is up, no good. Rebound will be pulled down by Anstey. We're going to get a foul on the floor. It'll go on Glidden Ralston. It'll be there first here in the quarter. It'll be the fourth on Renzi, so that's going to get Olderog back into the game. He's done a nice job defensively here so far. Olderog, the senior, off the bench. We're knotted at 45. 40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Cam's got the basketball. This game looking to be coming down to the wire just like the girls' game did in our doubleheader here tonight for you on 93.7 KKRL. Hogeson three, top of the key. It's going to be up and good. He rattles it home. Cam takes the lead back by three. 43-40. Blaise Nelson with it. Hands it off to Peters. Peters top of the key to Landon Rohrbeck. Rohrbeck will dribble right. Kicks it back over to Majerus. Majerus dribbles in. Loses the basketball. Kicks it out to Peters. Peters in the corner, closely guarded by Dennis. He'll dribble baseline. He's going to throw the pass away. It'll be in the hands of Kaufman. Kaufman thought about the three, gets it up to Bauer. Bauer back out to Kaufman. Kaufman near the free throw line. Dumps it to Dennis. Dennis's three-point shot's up no good. Olderog with the rebound. Nelson's got the basketball now for the Wildcats. Kicks in the corner to Rohrbeck. Nobody picks him up. Three-point shots up strong. No good. Rebound on the backside. Pulled down by Bauer. The Cougars. Wildcats trail it by 3:43-40. We got 4:32 left here in the fourth quarter. Kaufman kicks it to Hogeson. He's knocked down a couple threes here in the quarter. Top of the key to Dennis. Dennis can use the screen set by Anstey on the pick and roll. Anstey goes down low. He's fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line for a couple of free throws. On the season so far tonight, on the season, Anstey from the line is a 70% free throw shooter. First free throw is up, no good. He's got 4 points tonight, right at his season average. Average is 4 points on the season. It's still a 3-point lead for the Cougars. Free throw on the way. It is up no good as well. He goes 0-for-2 from the line, and Colton Rohrbeck will pull down the rebound for the Wildcats. Rohrbeck with it, top of the key. Three-point shot blocked by Hogeson, and we're going to get a foul on Rohrbeck. Tries to go for the ball. Wildcat fans wanted a jump ball, but the foul will be on Colton Rohrbeck. Tried to strip it away from Hogeson. Be the second on Rohrbeck, third on the Wildcats here in the quarter. And Wildcats kind of need to stop defensively here. You don't want to see this game stretch to a two-possession lead for Cam with 4 minutes to go. Bauer has the basketball, kicks it back out to Hogeson. He'll take the three-point shot. It's going to be up and good. Hogeson with 9 points in the quarter, and all nine coming from behind the arc, and that Cam lead has grown to six at 46-40. We'll step away, take a break. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 93.7 KKRL.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company have been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
It's a 46-40 lead for the Camanita Cougars coming out of the timeout. Wildcats will have the basketball. Peters dribbles in, has it poked away by Bauer. Bauer ahead in transition. His layup is going to be good. Count it. And one coming as Olderon picked up the late foul call. That lead has now grown to 8 at 48-40. That's the third foul on Olderog. As Bauer will go over double digits now at 11 points here in the game. Bauer's free throw is on the way. Free throw is going to be up and good. Converts the old-fashioned three-point play. It's back to a 9-point lead for Cam. Cam's largest lead was 10 here in the second half. Landon Rohrbeck with it, dribbles past the defense. His layup is going to be up and good. Only the 6 point for Glidden Ralston so far here in the fourth quarter. Their offense was really good in the first, not so good in the second, really good in the third, and it's been kind of slow start here in the fourth quarter. The 7-point lead for the Cougars. Top of the key to Winther, shot on the way. It's going to be up and good, knocks down the three. 4 threes for Cam here in the fourth quarter, and that leads back to 10 at 52-42 in favor of the Cougars. Colton Rohr back to Peters. Peters tracks down the loose ball, bounce pass to Renzi. Renzi dribbles in on a Yansty. Shot no good. Renzi with the putback. His shot's no good again as Dennis will pull down the rebound. Cam going to slow it down. Bauer with it near the free throw line, and we're going to get a foul on the Wildcats. That'll be their 5th foul. So the foul will put Cam at the free throw line for the final 2:40 here in the quarter. The lead to 10 for the Cougars, and that'll be the 5th foul on Renzi. He just checked back into the game and picked up his 5th foul. So Renzi will be done for tonight. No points in the game for Renzi, and that'll send Bauer to the free throw line. Free throw from Bauer is up and good. Tiggison talking with the official. The official's going to come talk to another official, and they're going to talk about it. 53-42 momentarily in favor of the Wildcats. Now he's going to go over and talk to the Cam coach. Not sure what the confusion is here. They're going to take the free throw off the board momentarily for Bauer. Free throw on the way. It is up, and it'll roll around and be good. Now we're back in favor of the Cougars. Second free throw on the way from Bauer. He goes 2 for 2 from the line, went 3 for 3 originally from the line. 12-point lead for Cam, their largest lead here in the quarter. Colton Rohrbeck, top of the key with it. Kicks it out to Majerus, now to Daniels. Cross court to Rohrbeck. 3-point shot going to be left short. Landon Rohrbeck saves it into the hands of Majerus, but he loses it as Anstey pokes it away, and it's going to stick with the Cougars. Let's see, Majerus last touched it. So it will be Cam basketball. Carson Peters back into the game as Majerus will take a seat. 54-42 in favor of the Cougars. 2:19 left here in the fourth. Wildcats need to go on a run, and they need to get hot from the outside. If they want to crawl their way back into the game. Dump it down low to Bauer. Bauer going to be fouled again. It'll be Bauer back to the line. He just made two moments ago. The foul will go on to Colton Rohrbeck. Will be his third. 2:09 left here in the fourth. Bauer's free throw is up and good. Makes it 55-42 in favor of the Cougars. Their largest lead at 13. Ancy will take a seat. McKee back into the game for Cam. Free throw on the way. It's going to be up. Rims in and out. Colton Rohrbeck pulls down the rebound, and we're going to get a foul on Hogeson. It'll be the second foul on Cam here in the quarter. And the foul will be the third on Hogeson. Nelson dribbles past Hogeson. His shot can be blocked away. Good recovery defense there by Hogeson. Wildcats still with it. They get it to Daniels. Daniels splits the defense, kicks across court to Nelson. Three-point shot going to be up long, no good. Peters offensive rebound near the free throw line. Back out to Nelson. His three-point shot's up, no good again. And the rebound is going to be pulled down by McKee. McKee will throw it ahead to Dennis. Cam going to hold the basketball up by 13, 55-42. Winther has it. They go down low to Bauer. Bauer on the mismatch with Daniels. They dump it down low to Hogeson. Hogeson cuts the baseline. This shot's going to be good for two more points. 57-42 now in favor of the Cougars. A minute 22 left here in the fourth quarter. Peters topping the key with it. Will dribble in. Bounce pass in the corner to Nelson. Nelson loses it. Kicks it out to Peters. Peters looking for somewhere to go. Went out, dribble baseline. His shot's going to be up no good, but he was fouled. He'll go to the line for a couple of free throws. A minute 9 left here in the fourth quarter. Wildcats need to go on a run. The foul will be the first on McKee. The third here in the quarter on the Cougars. We'll name that Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame show. Post on the Carroll Broadcasting Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages later on tonight, as well as up at sports.30kcim.com. Peters misses the free throw. Carson will go back to the line. Free throw on the way. It is going to be up and good. He's got 3 points in the quarter, giving 20 on the night. He's got 20 of the 43. It's a 14-point lead for Cam with a minute 3 to go here in the fourth quarter. McKee gets it up to Winther. Now in the corner to Bauer. Bauer going to hold the basketball, deflated a little bit. He's run the shot clock down. It's down to 20. Game clock down to 53. They get it back to McKee. Now to Bauer, top of the key. Lace Nelson coming from behind, trying to steal it away, but Bauer's going to track it down. Bauer with it. Shot clock resets to 30, and we're going to get a foul on the Wildcats. 41.6 to go here in the fourth. Foul will be on Nelson, his second, and that'll send Bauer back to the line. He's 4-for-4 from the line so far here in the quarter. Also made a free throw in the second quarter. And throw on the way. It is up no good. Five for seven from the line tonight is Bauer. Free throw on the way. Up and no good as well. He goes 0 for 2 from the line. Alex Daniel will pull down the rebound. Wildcats down to their final last minutes. Layup on the other end. No good by Colton Rohrbeck. And Cam can dribble this one out. 57-43. It's going to end up being the final as Cam will hold the basketball for the last 23 seconds. Cam will take the doubleheader over Glidden Rawson tonight. They won the girls' game 47-45. 57-43 is the final. Dennis holding on to the basketball for the final 4 seconds. And he'll dribble it out. That'll end tonight's ball game. 57-43 will be your final. We'll step away, take a break. We got your Mackey Motors postgame show on the way here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment, LLC. Go Wildcats!
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication, on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Double header tonight here on 93.70 KCRL. Glidden Ralston falls in the boys' game 57-43. Running it through the scoring stats here in the first half, first in the game for the boys. Also talk with Coach Tiggison as well as a player coming up in the post-game show for you guys tonight as well. Post-game show brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Hudson Award for 15 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Scoring for Glidden Ralston, they were led by Carson Peters tonight. He had a 20. 17 of those came in the first half. Glidden Rohrbeck with 9 points off the bench tonight. Alex Daniel with 1 point. It was Blaise Nelson with 2. Jocelyn Majerus with 4. And then Colton Rohrbeck with 7 points tonight for the Wildcats. For Cam, they were led in scoring tonight by Gunnar Hogason. He had 17. 12 of those came in the fourth quarter as he knocked down 3 threes and then picked up a two-point basket and a free throw in that fourth quarter. 8 points from Caden Winther off the bench. Carson McKee had 4. Braxton Dennis with 9. It was 4 from Kalen Anstey and then a 15 tonight from Colin Bauer. That's the scoring for the Cougars. Again, Wildcats were led tonight by Carson Peters. We're expected to talk with Coach Tiggison and a player coming up in your post-game show. We'll step away, take a break. Be back in 2 minutes here on 93.7 KKRL.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name. It's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Win tonight for the Camp Cougars over Glidden Ralston. We're joined with Carson Peters here in your Mackey Motors postgame show. And Carson, I think out of all the basketball I watched this season, your start to this game was probably the hottest I've ever seen a kid start in a game tonight. Were you feeling it in warm-ups tonight?
Yeah, between tonight and last night, just two good starts. It just got it rolling.
I mentioned in my pregame show before the game started, I said, if somebody's going to shoot it good tonight, Carson Peters is going to shoot good because he's a kid you don't want to leave open. And you hit one, you see a couple go in. You hit five straight tonight for this team. You know, talk about the confidence you were feeling and kind of what were you seeing out there and what kind of look were they giving you defensively?
Yeah, they came out in that 2-3, and we got a play designed for that, and they sagged off and just let it fly.
How did you adjust your game offensively going into the second half? They probably played a lot tighter against you in the second half. Didn't give you much space on the line. Dribble drive a little bit more. Was that something you changed up going into the second half?
Yeah, I knew they were going to collapse on me, so I was trying to get inside to kick it out. Just create openings for my teammates, and we did that. We just couldn't capitalize.
Finished with 20 tonight for you here on the game. Bauer came in averaging 14 points was the main focus for them. What was your game plan defensively, not just against Bauer, but I felt like they knocked down a couple of threes against you guys tonight?
Keep them off the boards. That was a big thing. We did pretty good. Just they got boards when they needed to late in the fourth quarter. And otherwise, all the way up until the fourth quarter, we kept them off the boards, did our job, but we just couldn't capitalize.
In the first quarter, you guys came out with a lot of energy. Third quarter, you guys came out with another lot of energy again. Second quarter, fourth quarter, struggled offensively. How do you fix that going forward with postseason play on the way?
Yeah, we just got to bring the confidence up. I think Coach did a good job of getting us in and out, keeping us fresh. And we just got to bring the energy coming in the next couple weeks with playoffs.
You guys got a couple of weeks. You've got a week left in the regular season before the playoffs start. Where do you get better going into next week?
Yeah, we got to get one Monday here. And then we got to just focus, practice, and then go get whoever we're matched up with.
Carson, congratulations on a great ball game tonight. Like I said, the hottest start I think I've seen from a kid tonight so far with those 15 points and 5-3 to start the game. Congratulations on a big game. Good luck coming up next week.
Thank you.
That was Carson Peters here on your Mackey Motors postgame show. We'll get Coach Tickeson on the headset here real quick. Again, Glidden Ralston falls tonight in the boys' game of 57-43. And, Coach, I was talking to Carson. I think that might have been the hottest shooting start I saw from a kid all season long to start the game. Was that something you guys drew up, or was just something that happened in the game plan and you kind of fixed it a little bit and went with him?
Well, he's been shooting the ball well. I think he had 20 last night as well. So, you know, they came out in zone. He kind of found his spot. And what did he hit? 5 in a row to start,
yeah.
And then got a little back cut layup because I think he scored our first 17. So, yeah, he felt good during warm-ups, and then he hit the first few, so we were just trying to find him and hit some shots. So it's a good thing he did because the rest of the guys kind of struggled. We got good looks, just couldn't knock him down besides him. So
yeah.
it's good to see him shoot the ball well, you know, getting close to postseason play.
Yeah, I thought it was one of those nights where just you couldn't get the easy baskets to fall. You get some of those easy baskets to fall. This is a completely different game. You know, I thought in the first quarter you guys came out with really good energy. Second quarter offense struggled. Picked it up in the third quarter. Fourth quarter offense struggled again. Where was that consistency at tonight for you guys?
Yeah, we came out pretty well there. And then, yeah, like you said, we missed a lot of bunnies, like especially within 5 foot, you know, that we have been making the last few games. So, you know, the second quarter kind of, they started keying in on Carson, which, you know, when he gets hot like that, you're going to have to. And the rest of the guys just, you know, it wasn't their night for whatever reason, you know, just couldn't knock down the shot we needed. I felt like our bench, Landon and Colton Rohrbeck and Ryan Orderall played great off the bench. You know, they brought some defense intensity, got us some steals, kind of got us going there in the third when we kind of fell behind. I don't know if it was quite 10, but got a little run there to kind of chip away. So our bench played well. It's just one of those nights that, you know, just can't make those bunnies.
Yeah, I thought when Renzi got in foul trouble, Olderon came into the came out off the bench and played really good defense against Colin Bauer. What did you see from your senior off the bench tonight?
Yeah, he did a great job. They liked to run that pick and roll action off the wing with Bauer and did a good job hedging and recovering back to him. He made it hard for Bauer to get what he wanted and did a great job boxing him out. So that was a good thing because Bauer, I think he's in double digits rebounding every night. So that was kind of key to try to keep him off the boards, and Ryan did a great job with that. And you know, he's a kid who's going to hustle every night, so you know what you're going to get that from him, and it was good to see him perform tonight.
You guys trailed by one going into the fourth quarter. They were able to come out. The Hogeson kid knocked down three threes. That was pretty big in the fourth quarter for Cam. Was it just a hot shooting fourth quarter from him, or what did you kind of see defensively from your guys?
It looked like we were trying to help off the pick-and-roll action with Bauer, and he just kind of got lost on the backside. We didn't quite get rotated over, and he's a good shooter, so, you know, he knocked down one, and, you know, the next two possessions, down another one. So, you know, just a little slow in our rotations. And with his height, he can shoot our top of our guards. So that makes it another tough matchup. So just kind of we overhelped and just didn't recover quite quick enough to get to him before he got hot.
Carson at 20 points tonight. He's starting to get hot at the right time for you guys.
Yes, he is. It's good to see him shoot well. And, you know, Colton Rohrbeck's been shooting the ball well, too. He didn't shoot as well as he has been tonight, but good thing seeing him get to the rim, so it's kind of good to see some of these guys shoot well as we get closer to postseason.
You guys got postseason coming up soon, but regular season not done with. Back in action on Monday here at home. What do you need to do coming up on Monday?
We just got to get better at what we do and, you know, share the ball and defensively make sure we get our rotations figured out and, you know, a little more ball pressure and just play as a team and, you know, see what happens.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us. Good luck coming up next week.
Yep, thank you.
That was Coach Tickeson here on the headset. Glidden Ralston falls tonight in the boys' game, 57-43. They drop the doubleheader with Cam Anita tonight. We're going to name your Motor Inn player of the game tonight. Motor Inn player of the game will be posted on the Carroll Broadcasting Facebook, Twitter, Instagram pages later on tonight up at sports.30kcim.com. We're going to go with Carson Peters tonight. He had 20 points as he is your Culver's player of the game. Glidden Ralston falls in the boys' game of 57-43. They fall in the girls' game 47-45. I say thank you for tuning in to high school basketball tonight here on 93.7 KKRL.